Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday the 17th of June 2024. I want to talk today about something called the happy balance. So the happy balance is a small number of things that you need to have in balance in your life in order to be happy and to have a great life. And the reason I want to talk about this is because you and I, as business owners, we know that being a business owner is both a joy and a curse at exactly the same time. It is, isn't it? So you get this amazing amount of freedom, you get this huge amount of control, you can influence your earning. There's all of those good things, but the downside of it is that it can so easily take over every aspect of your life. And I think it's too easy to put your head down and work really, really hard and do this in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s. And then you kind of look up one day or you look in the mirror one morning and you realize that you're 70 and you're exhausted and your kids grew up and left home. And they're like, where's dad? Oh, he's at work. Or, you know, where's mum? She's at work. So we need to find the right balance. And for a true well-balanced life, there are five areas that we need to look at. And the challenge for you and me is to find the right balance of these five things. Let me tell you what they are. The first is time. It's time to do what you want to do. And I'm not talking about work. I'm talking the outside of work stuff. Is that sports? Maybe that's leisure activities. Maybe it's just taking your dog for a walk or vacations, holidays, whatever it is. But you need to have enough time to do what you want to do. And hand in hand with that is enough cash to do what you want to do with that time. Because there's nothing more miserable than having plenty of free time but not enough cash. And also vice versa, actually. It's also miserable to have plenty of cash but no time to spend it. So those two are the kind of the most important and the foundation, the cornerstone of the happy balance. But you have also got to throw in there meaningful work. Because people like you and me, we never stop working, do we? Right? We might change the kind of work that we do down the line, but actually we've got to do something meaningful. It's dangerous if we stop working. And the key emphasis there is on the word meaningful. Please never ever believe that you can retire. You'll just do different activities. The fourth aspect of the happy balance is your family. And whether that's just you at the moment and your extended family, like, you know, parents, siblings, whether it's there's another half, whether you've got kids, whatever it is, whether your family is just friends. I know people whose family is actually their closest friends. Whoever your family are, they are your number one priority. And the older we get, and I'm turning 50 in a few months' time, which is terrifying. The older I get, the more I realize that it's all about people. You know, all of the other stuff is, it's by the by, but the people are the most important things. And I think it's watching my own child grow up has maybe realized that. So let's recap the four we've got so far before I give you the final aspect of the happy balance. We've talked about enough time to do what you want to do, enough cash to do it, meaningful work, and your family is the number one priority. The final ingredient of the happy balance is fun. You've got to have fun. And for each of us, fun is a different thing, but you know what your fun is. I know what my fun is, so we've got to make sure that we leave plenty of time to do that fun and we have enough cash and time and we involve our family in it and maybe even our work in it as well. I certainly find that work doesn't feel like work when I'm having fun. Do you find that? If you're not having fun in your work, then you need to find other people to do those aspects or the aspects of the work that you don't enjoy so you can focus on just the things that to you are fun. Some other things to tell you about this week. So there's new content coming out this Thursday for you to use next Monday. So week commencing the 24th of June. And that content is about the fact that less than 10% of employees report phishing emails. So you're giving your advice on how to improve something like that in the businesses of your leads, your prospects, and your clients. And also a reminder that last week, so on Monday, the 10th of June, we launched our latest monthly campaign. The 10th of every month, we give you a new service-based campaign. It's based around either a service that you deliver or a benefit that you deliver. And that was about Windows 10 end of life. So do go and have a look at that in the portal. If there's anything my team or I can help you with, you can contact direct support, hello at mspmarketingedge.com, and have a fantastic week.